Let's take you inside the locker room on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
Now jump the gun here. Browns season is here, and the best fans in the NFL need their gear. Shop the new and improved selection of apparel and merchandise at Cleveland Browns Team Shop. Visit the shop at First Energy Stadium. It's open from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. 7 days a week, or visit shop.clevelandbrowns.com. Nathan and I got our swanky brown polos, Nike polos. Nike.
I like yours, though. You got a nice little, this one's like, got the helmet. You got a little stripage down the side.
You got the word Browns on yours. I got the helmet. It's like we coordinate. I don't think we've ever worn the same shirts on the same day.
No.
Which I really hope we avoid doing.
You have more diversity than I do. I think I have six now that I rotate.
That's pretty good. No, I think I only got like four, something like that. And a lot of it is old gear, though.
I did buy most of mine.
You did. Okay. Suggesting that Vic's only getting free swag, which pretty much is true.
You are. You should. You're an employee. I like that jacket you got, by the way, that I saw on the back of the chair yesterday. The new Nike, kind of like, it's a little bit thicker than a track jacket, is that at the team shop? Because if it is, I might have to go get myself one.
I believe it is.
It should be. That's a sweet piece of gear.
That's why we wear this stuff, so people will buy it.
too bad we're not on TV.
Exactly.
You could imagine.
That's coming one of these days. Imagine how good it looks on us. Jameer Howerton sat down. Please, we got to throw it to Jameer. Sat down with Ataba Rubin. Jameer, take it away, buddy.
Thanks, Vic. Ataba, first and foremost, congratulations on that win. What did that victory do for the players here in this locker room?
I mean, just build our confidence. Our first win and go on a road game, and to bring a win home is real huge, and everybody's feeling great today.
Take us inside the meeting rooms the week of preparing, because you guys did a phenomenal job at keeping the MVP of last year, Adrian Peterson, to only 88 yards rushing.
I mean, we knew that he could, you know, bust out. He's a big-time player, and we just know going to the meetings last week that was a big focus, and we just didn't want to go out on Sunday and get embarrassed, because he will do that, and he's an awesome, great back. Just, you know, kudos to us.
With all the adversity that could have been a distraction, the assistant coaches and head coach did a phenomenal job at keeping everybody focused on the task at hand. How do you think the players took that coaching and took that direction? And obviously it showed up Sunday.
Right. I mean, all the guys just really focused in and just knew that we couldn't control none of that stuff. But we went out there and just rallied around and just made plays and tackles. And big ups to the players that, you know, knocked all that stuff out of their heads and just went out and kept focused.
How did you feel as it was your first game back in game action?
I felt good, man. I did a great job in the training room, rehabbing, running around, made plays, had a couple tackles, but hopefully I can get a little bit more healthy. I'm in rehab now, trying to do more stuff, stay on top of it so I don't have any occurring problems this year.
Ataba, when you look at this defense, you guys made a huge statement, as we talked about earlier, stopping Adrian Peterson, only holding him to 88 yards. Is this the identity of what you guys want this defense to be, a strong, aggressive defense?
Yeah, we're definitely trying to build this, you know, bully mentality, just not take no crap from nobody. We want to be first in everything, every category, sacks, runs allowed, yards allowed, and all that. We're just doing a great job, and got young guys stepping in and making plays. Got Mingo and got Des Bryant. I mean, a lot of key players making a lot of plays.
How huge was that for Desmond Bryant to come up with a sack to kind of put the, you know, seal the deal, to put the exclamation point on the game?
It was huge. You know, watching another fellow D lineman out there, and you know, that's a dream, just to finish out a game on a sack. And I mean, it was big. It was huge, and you know, got us the win.
Ataba, congratulations to you again, and good luck moving forward.
All right, thank you.
All right, we thank you, Jameer Howerton. We thank Ataba Rubin. How about that? You're going to take no crap from anybody. This defense, that's an attitude thing that he's talking about, and that's where it starts. I mean, when you look and listen to Ray Horton, look at the expression on his face, look at how he handles things. You talk about a dynamic personality. That, I think, is important. It's more important that you bring in the right X's and O's, that you put people in the best position to succeed. But I also think his personality is infectious within this defense.
And for people who are worried that the Browns trading Trent Richardson meant they were throwing in the towel, that is not the message in the locker room. And these guys, especially on defense and that defensive front, believe, as Solomon Wilcott said, that they may very well, in fact, be the best in the entire league. And they want to come out here and kick butt and take names. And I think you hear that. And he said, you know, the confidence of getting a win, that helps. But these guys believe in themselves. They're aggressive, and they want to go out there, and they want to dominate. They're not playing for 2014. Nobody here is playing for 2014. And I like that attitude, though. You talk about it. We've talked about it off the air, and we've used a different term for it. But you like to have, you know, those guys with that attitude that they aren't going to take anything from anybody, and they want to go out there and just dominate people. You like people who want to dominate in whatever it is that they do.
There's a chippiness that I haven't seen before. I mean, I think there have been some tough guys on this defense, Ataba Rubin being one of them, and I won't suggest that they weren't a tough crew before, that they didn't have some attitude with which they played. I think it's just more prevalent now, and I think you see, you know, after plays, and you want it to be smart. You don't want just chirping for the sake of chirping. You don't want instances where you're getting in somebody's face or doing the dumb thing or trying to clean a pile, hit it late and draw a flag, that sort of thing. But they're right on the edge a lot of times. As a defense, you see them playing right on that edge of being very physical and then right up to the whistle blowing or whatever, and they make their statement.
And it goes back to me to something that I think they are absolutely trying to change, and that is the perception of the Cleveland Browns in general. And I know that there was a tweet that got a lot of play from Adrian Peterson that was in some ways funny, but at the same time, it kind of epitomizes, I think, everything that Ataba Rubin and this defense wants to eliminate. And that's that he was lying with his daughter after the game on Sunday, and she said, "Daddy, I can't believe you lost to the Browns."
Yeah.
And he kind of was, you know, said he was shaking his head and whatever. But the fact that that's a perception, and I'm sure he was not indoctrinating his daughter to say that the Browns are not good. I'm sure that didn't even come up. But that's the perception that some people have around the league, and that I love the fact that this defense is going to do everything that it can, and this team in general is going to do everything it can to get rid of that notion. And I'll tell you what, this defense, and you talked about it, they're on the edge sometimes, but they are going to punch you in their mouth. They're not going to back down from anybody, and they're not intimidated and or scared of anybody in the NFL. And they took Adrian Peterson, and yeah, you're the best running back in the league. We're going to shut you down, which they did when you put it on the Adrian Peterson scale of running the football. And I like that. And I like the fact that there is a lot of fight in this team. This is not a team that's here to collect a paycheck. They want to go out there, and then these guys want to go out there and beat some people up. And I like that.
There wasn't like a follow-up tweet where his daughter asked about, like, "And Daddy, why did you only average 3.5 yards a carry?"
No, there was no follow-up tweet to
nothing,
that.
Nothing like that.
But it's,
Daddy,
you know,
why are you 0-3?
I hope that is something, and, you know, you talk about locker room material and bulletin board material, and they've already played the Vikings, but I just think in general, you know, these guys are professionals, and you don't need that extra motivation. But as Gerard's told us, you don't mind getting that extra motivation, and that's, you don't ever want to be the team that's in a sentence like that from a little girl at any point.
Not at all. And they're getting ready to head to London. They got to play the Steelers. They got that big London game this weekend.
They're there already. I saw Adrian Peterson outside of Wembley Stadium
hanging out there.
Yeah.
And I won't even. Okay, Tom, we got more. Another call from Florida. I had another tweet thing, but yeah, another call from Florida. This is Tom in Sarasota with us now. Hey, Tom.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Good.
Right, man.
Longtime Browns fan from Youngstown, Ohio. Been in Florida for 8 years. Bring my allegiance with me to the Cleveland Browns. Taking a heck of a beating down here since I've been here. Every time I have my Browns shirt on. But I want to put a word out first to the fans to fill that stadium up on Thursday night. So proud to have the Browns on national TV. The Tampa Bay fans don't want to badmouth anybody, but boy, they can't fill up the stadium even when they have a winning team. And Cleveland Browns fans are the best. The reason I called is concerned on how we're going to keep a winning attitude without a balanced attack. I just went to the Browns website, looked at the depth chart. They got Bobby Rainey as a running back, and that's it. Kind of concerns me. Can we pull off a win against Cincinnati with fake field goals and fake punts and four turnovers? I think if Trent was there last week, we may have won by two touchdowns. At least. So that's my concern. How are we going to win without
you can't turn the ball over like that. You can't turn the ball over like that against the Cincinnati Bengals. And I said before, I think the chance that the Browns have to win this game would involve whether it be a turnover, a return, an early touchdown, a couple scores by the offense, getting ahead in this game. The Browns are going to have to win this game from the lead. They are not going to come back, I don't believe, on the pass defense of the Cincinnati Bengals. And he talked about the run game. I don't think they win by two touchdowns with Trent Richardson. You look at what the guys did run the football. It was awfully similar to what the production had been from Trent Richardson in the first 2 weeks. So I think that this is a game that the Browns are the underdog, and I have no problem saying that, even though they are the home team against Cincinnati Bengals, and they're going to need to play a turnover, mistake-free game, get a couple of breaks, and get out to a quick lead to get the crowd involved in it and put the pressure on Andy Dalton to win the game just exclusively throwing the football.
Where does the running game factor, though, into this discussion? Because the caller's point is, okay, if you got Trent Richardson in there, he's already doing the would-have type of thing. If he had been there, how much better it might have been. They needed a running game.
If it was Trent
or somebody else, they needed the running game. Who wasn't skeptical that they were going to get anything out of the 31-year-old legs of Willis McGahee in his first game back from being out of football? We didn't think that would be the case, and it wasn't. What did he have, a yard average or so?
Eight carries, 9 yards. Rainey, though, 17 yards on 4 carries. A guy that maybe I want to see a little more of out there. Yeah. I know he's got to get his protections down, but, you know, Willis McGahee, Obanaya is what Obanaya is, a very solid jack-of-all-trades, but not somebody that's going to, you know, carry the mail for you.
They don't have a mail carrier.
They don't know right now.
UPS
right now.
They had one with Trent, obviously, but we were waiting for we're still waiting, I think, for the Trent breakout moment now in 18 pro games to where you're going to see a steady breakout. For his sake, I'm happy for him. I want it to happen for him. I have no animosity whatsoever to Trent Richardson, Trent Richardson.
No.
Got along with him great here, and happy for his chance now to be part of an offense that is going to feature that power running game. But I'll tell you what, they're going to mix him in. I think the state of NFL running games is more of the committee thing, but you got to have good people on your committee. You got to have, because I think Chris Obanaya, the most solid guy who I want to have because of his blocking, because of his receiving, but I don't know that we're going to see the game breaking from this group. I don't expect to see much in the game way of game breaker, but I want the threat of it. I want the persistence of it. And here's one thing to take out of among many things that we took out of Sunday's game. It was early enough, and the Browns showed enough willingness to try and run the ball that when they did the inside fake to Bobby Rainey on that pitch play to Josh Gordon coming around for the 22-yard
game. At least it got some respect.
It got respect. You have to have that going for you. And despite what this defense brings to the table Sunday, you better have that again.
And you got to score the football. That's the bottom line. This team's defense is going to keep them competitive, but the offense is going to have to score enough points to be able to beat quality opponents like they did with Minnesota, putting up, you know, over 30 points in that game. You do that, you're going to win more often than not, especially with this defense. Gerard Cherry joining us next here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.